audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be rehosted, reshared, re-uploaded on any other platforms without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Oh, my portal. I had sensed that some had been collecting the tablets of my betrayers. Who betrayed me? Look around you. We lie in an open observatory of the stars, lying in the infinite starbound skies above the world, and I am chained, immobile, sitting upon my astral throne for eternity because they will it, the Zodiac. Why am I imprisoned? Ugh, mortal, you are naive. Your deities, these zodiacs of yours, they are together jealous of the mortal realm, the simplicity of it, the uniqueness of it, and most of all, what a mortal mind can do with the divine power. I was once immortal. You can see, I look just like a human after all, save for the serpents coiling around me, covering me from your leering eyes. I earned my respect on Earth, slowly but surely, piquing the jealousy of the people. However, the deities above chose me to represent the mortal realm, but they did not like what came next. Ingenuity. The ingenuity of me, Serpentarius. No, mortal, you cannot free me with your hands. I am charged with one thing and one thing alone. Determine whether a mortal is worthy of a gift of power using their energy as they have chained my own. If there is a weakness I have, it is to help a mortal who is worth my graces. You are too kind. How will I assess you? How good of you to ask. Come closer, mortal. You may leave at any time, of course. This is not required of you, but this is also my gift to give. Many mortals have left with their gift, doing what they will. It has been an eternity, it feels, since I have truly felt someone. While the others are timeless in their perception, I, being once mortal, feel time as you do. Years feel like an eternity if you sit alone in the darkness. And for an eternity, I shall stay. Only their power could break my chains. That is my curse. You've experienced much from their trials, have you not? You must have some proficiency. I sense this of you. I adore a mortal who will wish for more, but something tells me you are quite interested yourself. I see you are hard, mortal. You do not hide it well. Come here, and I shall spread my legs for you. I am indeed wet with anticipation. I have felt this desire for years upon years, waiting for one more to come to my realm in search of a gift. But you wanted this gift, didn't you? You wished for a divine pussy like this, wet and dripping onto my throne of stars. Then come forth. Please me, and perhaps I will find you worthy of a gift. Yes, mortal. Feeling your hands along my thighs. I can't help but shiver with anticipation. I can't help but wish for your tongue across me. You dare tease me? Oh, none have done this in the past. They dove right between my pussy lips, thirsty for my prize. But you make me wait. Goodness. I feel as though I've etched for centuries. Every time I feel your breath upon me, passing across my pussy as you kiss my thighs. I almost want to beg. Yes, mortal. Your hands on my tits, pinching my nipples. Fuck, I wish I could touch myself. But my arms are chained here. I feel helpless. Oh, it feels incredible. It's like you know just how to tease me the way I need. Along it, up and down, just like that. Please don't stop. You know what you're doing, don't you? Lightly rubbing your hands along my thighs, caressing my tits, teasing my nipples while your mouth moans over me. This is what I've been waiting for. This incredible tongue. You're gifted. Don't you dare stop. I need this after so long to finally feel this mortal pleasure upon my divine body. Yes. Oh. Yeah. Taste my juices. Taste the pussy lips of the divine. Drink up. Yes. You won't thirst for years. You'll dream of my warm, flowing wetness until your last days. Oh, mortal. Don't take your hand away from my tit. Oh, fuck. Your fingers and tongue at the same time. Naughty little mortal. I wish I could grip your head and pull your... pull you into my pussy, but I'm just... yes. Yes, hold it in. One more finger. Please. Please. Yes. Press them in there. Right there. You truly know how to please me. You're desperate for my gift, aren't you? Well, just keep going. Keep pleasuring me. Like my... Yes, my clit. Yes. Don't stop. Just that speed. Just like that. Mortal. I have not come for centuries. All these years, all this time has led to this moment. I hear you moan with each desperate lick, each swirl around my clit, each press of your fingers in just the right place. Pinch my, yes, my nipples just like that. Harder, harder. Yes, that makes me feel so hot. My heat I can't felt since my mortal life. I beg of you, please keep going, keep touching, keep tasting my divine pussy. Mortal. Goodness, I might come. You might make me come, a deity like me, one with you. I'm just vibrating. Fuck. I can't hold on anymore. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. I'm coming in. Yes. Truly are a gift. I feel as though I could be chained here for centuries more, and the memories of your tongue would satiate me even more. I truly wish I could hold on to you, but I am chained here to my throne. Do not feel sad for me. I may be forced here, but these experiences are what keep me sane. You've helped me, and with that, I offer you a gift of the power of the 12. You have one wish, anything beyond your wildest dreams within a few exceptions. I can't kill anyone, I can't make anyone fall in love with you, and I can't bring anyone back from the dead. Take the time you need to think. A gift well deserved. Your wish is granted. Now go. You cannot stay here much longer. The tablets will dissolve when you leave this place, and worry not for me. I will survive. I am eternal. I will watch over you. What? Mortal, you wish? You wouldn't? Why would you? My chains! They're broken. You chose to free me? My snakes are free as well. I feel so strange. Light as air, bright as a star. Yet the portal is closed. They closed it. But it's too late. I'm free. Come, mortal. Let me take you home. With this energy, I can bring you home. And here we are. Home. Your home in your room. Surprised? Human, you freed me. An ascendant of the mortal realm. A deity. My powers, while limited, are among the 12 of the zodiac. I am the 13th. You freed me. I can leave. I can go anywhere I want. I can create objects out of thin air. I can cause someone to come with the snap of my fingers. This has given me my purpose back. My purpose to represent humanity and ensure the balance between the 12. For this, I thank you. It has been so long. I've been able to take someone for myself to do what I wished. You pleased me, mortal. Would you lie down for me? There you go. I want to pleasure you this time for saving me. To think all this time, all I needed was a selfless mortal to free me, to enchain me. Look into my eyes, my serpentine eyes. Tell me, do you want me to pleasure you? Do you want to touch me, the deity, upon your skin? I thought so. Let me reward you. Don't worry about them. My snakes are an extension of my mind. They will coil and caress you as softly as silk velvet, as you have freed them, just as you have freed me. Let my snakes help with your clothing. Yes, that's it. Take all the world's pleasure you have felt, and I can give you more. My touch grows from a light ember under kindling to a raging volcano that flows all over things, as your cum will flow when you endure my power. What are my snakes doing? Oh, my dear. They're simply caressing you, preparing you. I need you to be still. If you wish to have what I truly offer, I need to ensure you won't spoil yourself. There you go. Good boy. Feel them caress every part of you, along with the feeling of my hands as I gently whisper in your ear, kissing your neck, your calves. You want it most. For now, you did torture me earlier with your own lips and caress. Feel them, my many snakes wrapping around you, kissing you all over your body all at once. The light licking sensation as I nibble at you. You're already squirming. I love when you twitch as my hands draw along your body, along your chest, playing with your nipples that are so ready for me, ready for my lips. I love drawing my fingers along your thighs, stopping just before your cock, skipping over to the other thigh, down your leg, back up across. You try to move into my hand when I pass by. So needy. I can tell you're already desperate for me. What's wrong? You don't want it? That's what I like to hear. I love when you beg for it. I could tell you wanted me when you pleasured me on my throne, and I for you as well. Rubbing my hands along your thighs now, feeling your muscles tense up the closer I get to your cock. The shivers satiate me. But this is for you, mortal. A gift for you. A gift you can have whenever you wish, from today until your last day and beyond. Oh, the way you shudder when I gently touch your cock. This is a feeling I haven't had in ages. Lifetimes. Feeling a cock twitch in my hands. Hearing the whimpers, the begs of someone wishing for release. I do enjoy this. Stroke you faster? But my precious mortal, you might come if I stroke too quickly. I need to ensure you come more than ever. Or let me just move down here and give your balls gentle licks. I'll just suck and caress them with my long forked tongue, and my snakes will gently lick along your cock. Teasing you until you give me all the cum I desire. There you go. I feel every subtle vibration within your body. I think you're ready for a little more. Now that your balls are ready for me, let me take my hands and lightly caress them while my long forked tongue licks up your cock. Wonderful. You taste incredible, human. Like freedom. Like someone I could taste for hours. I can massage your entire cock at once with it, swirling around it. You could come from this if I didn't have one of my serpents coiling around the base of your cock, making sure you don't come. I'll make it more difficult for you. I'll take you a little into my mouth. Feeling one hand draw along your body, the other on your balls, my mouth around your cock. This will be your life, mortal. I will be the one doing what I wish, but when you need me, I will be here, sucking your hard, wonderful cock. Oh, mortal, I think I've teased you long enough with just my mouth and hands. I think you're ready to come, don't you? The only thing better than hands, tongue, or mouth of a deity is her warm, divine throat. When I take you all the way in, you won't be able to resist coming for me. But mortal, only when I say come. If you come early, you'll ruin your orgasm. I'll count down for you. Slowly taking you deeper and deeper. I'll hold you in my throat and you'll pump all that delicious load into me. Are you prepared? Good. I'll count from 10. 10. 9. Yes, mortal, moan for me. 8. Seven, Do you feel me getting deeper? 6. 5. Am I taking longer, mortal? Don't come yet. 4. Oh, you're shuddering. Shiver from my throat. 3. Let me give you what you deserve. Divine pleasure. 2. Fuck, I don't want this to end. I want to keep sucking. I want to give you everything for setting me free. I'll take you deeper until I'm ready. Don't argue, mortal. Just lay back and feel my throat. And 1. Come, human. Come for when I take you in. That's it. Shiver, moan, scream. What a beautiful load. Truly the greatest one I've ever tasted. So unbelievably delicious, warm, and wonderful. Thank you, mortal. Use the gift to free me, and I will be your gift for eternity. I will be off to deal with the world in my absence. Worry not. All you must do is say my name, and I will return to give you what you need. Divine Euphoria.